Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You'd like to get more punitive in baseball.
I would. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but
it was funny.
It was Wednesday afternoon, and I was watching the Royals game, right? And they were playing the Brewers, and like there was an opportunity to advance a runner or something for Milwaukee, and they didn't do it. I'm like, God, that is just so infuriating. And so I thought to myself, and I brought this up with Josh, and Josh was like, yeah, I think this is a good idea. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
I just want you to say it.
You just want me to say it.
I might go along with it just so you bring it up.
Just so I bring it up.
Yeah.
So I think in baseball, we need more spankings in baseball, right? Like if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you go back to the dugout, you get spanked. Mm. Because players get these guaranteed contracts, right? It's just guaranteed to them. There's no incentive for these players right now, right? You got guaranteed money. That's why it's so important to pay the right player so you know the guy's still going to go out there and want to work for it. So if players get guaranteed contracts, and teams get the spank. Didn't advance the runner, you get a spanking. You get an inherited
because
runner scored, you get a spanking.
You get a huge ovation if you push the runner over.
Oh, my God.
Or a sack fly.
Oh, look at that beautiful baseball play.
He's walked through the dugout.
Right. Well, people are high-fiving.
You enter the backside
of the dugout,
when you fly out to right.
Because you peel off, yeah.
And then you get all the love all the way back to the bat rack.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And so you're doing the reverse. If you don't,
you got to
go through the paddle.
I like that line. I like that. I was thinking like between innings, the guys line up and hold the dugout rail, and the manager gets a paddle out and just spanks guys when they don't do what they're supposed to do.
There was that basketball coach in Raytown.
Raytown,
he got in trouble for that.
Yeah. What the hell is his name? Doc Holliday? God, Bud Lathrop.
Yeah.
Bud Lathrop, he was the guy spanking people.
I think
these are the pros.
I think he's just been enjoying the new uniforms.
That's what it is.
What it sounds like to me.
It is. It's the new uniforms. But somebody said, I was talking to my friend Paul about this. He goes, do they take their pants down? I said, nah, with these new uniforms, you just spank them. The uniforms will disintegrate anyway.
It'll still hurt because
there's no
padding material
or anything like that. So I just if you
ball. The old jerseys, our manager used to be able to spank us and I didn't feel it. Now these new jerseys, it feels like they might as well be slapping skin.
Could you imagine between innings, the manager spanking people? I just thought that was a good idea. Like, there's got to be something for the team, right? You're getting these guaranteed contracts. You're not moving runners over. Striking out the side. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Spankings!
Yeah. All right.
How long would that last?
Not very.
And I'll tell you, the guy I wouldn't want spanking me is that Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. Have you seen this guy?
He looks like a Pat Murphy.
Right. He looks like everybody knows a Pat Murphy from a bar, right?
And probably from Wisconsin.
Yeah, right? I don't know that.
He looks like Wisconsin manager to me. I don't know what it is.
He does. That guy's ripped. He walks out there. He's jacked. It looks like he's tearing 230 racks of Leinen Kugels and Miller Lite, and he's got cigarettes.
He's been on a boat, and he's crushed a whole bunch of beers on it.
Oh, no question. Shirtless, too. Like Pat Murphy also looks like the guy, when you're looking at like managers and whatnot, that guy's been in a bar fight too, right? That guy swatted somebody over the top of the head with a bottle.
Why he didn't have his sunglasses on the back of his hat, I have no idea.
Yeah, because Pat Murphy, that's the last guy you want to scrap with right now. And then you start to think about MLB managers and NFL head coaches, who would you least like to face off at a barroom brawl against? Because I think Mike Tomlin's on that list.
Dan Campbell for sure.
Dan Campbell is,
I don't
Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Maybe Dan Quinn. Both the managers of the Blue Jays and the Orioles, those guys look like offensive line coaches who manage those two teams. They'd fight
the Blue Jays manager at any point in time.
Yeah. Like, that guy's always ready to go.
Did you want to screw with John Gibbons? He had that big square jaw. Like,
he did, but Gibby could, always looked like he'd rather go to the buffet.
You punch him and he'd be like, and now what?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I think there's a bunch, but I don't know. For some
like
reason,
just get
I have
just
Blue Jays man, just any Blue Jays manager from any year. Like, yeah, that guy probably could scrap. I have no idea why.
Yeah. Well, I think that guy could. What's his name? Shriver, something like
I
that.
I have no idea who it is
Schneider.
Now. All I can think of is they're just a type.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Baltimore and the Toronto manager both look like retired offensive line coaches that are hanging out in the dugout. And then this guy, Pat Murphy, I mean, he looked like everybody's Pat Murphy that you know. And there's probably about 55 Pat Murphys here in Kansas City. Like, yeah, I know Pat Murphy. Like, everybody knows somebody named Pat Murphy. And so this guy for the Brewers, I mean, every time he walked out to the mound, I'm like, I wouldn't want to mess with Pat Murphy, man. This guy's ready to roll. And I texted somebody in baseball. I go, Pat Murphy looks like a guy who likes to fight. And I got a response back. I've got stories. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, he scrapped in the minors. And, yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's what took him longer to get to the majors.
Correct, he was a little volatile down there back in the
he
day.
He threw down with somebody in Wilmington, Delaware one night. I mean, sure.
There's a bar in Wilmington, Delaware. Pat Murphy was legendary at this place, right?
Not welcome back after that incident.
But, like who else would you want to scrap with? Like, I think Q's too relaxed and reserved. Q's the guy like, all right, there's a fight going, I'm leaving. I'm going to get out of here, right?
Guys, come on.
Yeah, come on, guys.
We thought this thing through. What are we doing here?
Ned, I wouldn't want to fight with. Ned would take pleasure in crushing us.
He'd give you time. Like, Ned,
yeah,
you want to go?
Mess with you.
No. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, I do. All right, let's go. But Ned has that perfect jawline, too.
The I don't want to hurt you, but I will.
Yeah. Right.
It would be Ned.
Yeah, Ned's like, are you sure you
want to
do this? Yeah.
KCSB, Kansas City, WDF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to hurt you here.
Right.
But if you push me one more time, we're going to go.
We're going to go.
Oh, okay. Really?
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
We're
Ned
doing this?
Takes you and throw you through a dartboard.
All right. Rolls up his sleeves and kick your ass.
But how many coaches, I mean, like Mike McDaniel, you wouldn't want him on your side. That guy would be like Nick Schwert, you know, like throw a punch and go outside and burn a dart.
Yeah, no, he's throwing a barb that gets you in the fight.
Right.
But he's no help.
Yeah, yeah. He is definitely.
Yeah,
we had a guy in college, Zim. We called him Dummy Pants. He was that guy.
Yeah.
If Vrabel was still on the sideline,
right. Vrabel
for sure.
would be
Vrabel.
A guy. No question.
Yeah,
no
he
question.
Put a cigarette out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there in a second.
Yeah. Oh, he'd finish a cigarette before he went scrapping.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
And he'd kick your ass too.
Right. I don't know enough about the hockey coaches
stop
to throw
a,
into that
stop
category.
A punch.
Yeah, Vrabel would catch your punch, twist your arm, and throw you on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, hockey coaches, I don't know, because there's a bunch of them that are just look like pleasant people that just stand in the back of they stand behind the bench with their arms folded in
right.
a suit.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if they're really going to scrap.
But how many of them were scrappers when they played,
it
too?
Could be,
you
could
know, because most hockey guys are, you know,
could
pretty
be.
Tough. They don't want to mess around.
Yeah.
So yeah, who are you fighting?
From the 816, the beatings will continue until morale improves. Jeez.
And I don't know why I'm imagining this bar that we're fighting in, the old Mike's on Troost back in the day, that's not there anymore, right? But that's what I'm imagining
it's
the bar.
It's got a screen door.
Yeah.
That's all I that's all
the
I
bar
picture.
Has a screen door. Yeah. Uncle Bill's in Cleveland was top notch for that. Yeah.
It's got a screen door.
Yeah. But I'm just picturing a dive bar like Mike's on Troost and everybody's in there, all the coaches, and like, all right, I don't want to fight that guy. Mike McDaniel, he's a little bit of a scrapper. Andy probably wants no part of fighting with anybody, you know, in the bar. Sean Payton, he doesn't scare me. Who's the coach of the Raiders? Oh, Antonio Pierce. I wouldn't want to fight him.
Oh, Sean Payton would also be one that told you he was thinking about kicking that guy's ass.
Yeah, right.
And I really could have had I had the chance.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, like drafting Mahomes.
Like drafting Mahomes, right. Correct, yeah.
So he wouldn't actually do it, but he'd tell you about how he thought about it.
Yeah.
He really could have had he wanted to.
Yeah, Harbaugh would be, he'd be a guy you'd like to take, too. You could probably take Harbaugh, right?
Well, like, he'd be kind of like, huh, what's going on here? I didn't, what are we doing?
I thought we were just having a beer.
He's going to create confusion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the confetti. It's beautiful. Boom, punches you right in the face, knocks you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan Campbell, you don't want to scrap with him.
Somebody says Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans versus everybody.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah. D'Amico, you don't want to mess with. Robert Saleh, probably not a guy you want to fight either.
No. He's jacked.
He is, man.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, reminds me of a line from that roast. I finished it yesterday. Brady goes, who created this lineup? The Jets front office.
Yeah, Dan Campbell would laugh with excitement when you swing on him and yell football before he destroys you.
He would, yeah.
Oh, it's go time now. Yeah, he's got that wrestler mentality to him a little bit, too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the 816, shout out to Mike's on Truce for letting all underage Rockers kids in with fake IDs. Yes, it was legendary.
Jeez.
From the 785, 610, Alpha Male will fight every coach.
Yeah.
I can take them all.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh, hey, don't hit me, hit this guy.
So, yeah, keep them coming in, guys that would be good in bar fights, because I just think Pat Murphy would be the epic ultimate like bar fight guy.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.